Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. In the studio with me this morning is the CEO of Bootcamp Digital. Krista Nair has just written a new book called Visual Social Media Marketing, Harnessing Images, Instagram, Infographics, and Pinterest to Grow Your Business Online. And she has a lot of great tips to talk about this morning. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I noticed, you know, you say visual social media marketing. Facebook isn't really mentioned. You're talking about Instagram and Pinterest here primarily in the new book. Why that focus off of Facebook?
Sure. So we do still cover Facebook in the book, but one of the things that I realized, you know, I've been doing social media since it kind of came about back in like the late 2000s, back in like 2007, I should say. And one of the things I've noticed in the last year or so is when you look at the content that's sort of bubbling to the top in social media, it's images across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about Facebook, as you're scrolling through that Facebook newsfeed, images are the thing that kind of are catching your eye, and that's what people are clicking on and looking at and spending time with. And so even on Facebook, we're seeing images are the content that gets the most likes, shares, and interactions. So really, it's not just about those sites, but overall, your web marketing strategy now really needs to include images if you want to get people's attention and kind of break through all the noise that exists now.
The old adage, a picture's worth a thousand words, right?
Exactly, absolutely.
And you show in Visual Social Media Marketing, the book, that The text isn't always attractive to folks. I mean, some folks do, but as you just mentioned, it's more likely if there's an image or a picture there or an infographic for someone to click through.
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing. If you think about social media now, right, 88% of businesses have a presence on social media. An average person on Facebook is connected to 200 people and things. So if you assume, like, take Facebook. Let's say each of the things you're connected to posts 5 times a day. That's 1,000 status updates that you could have to go through. I mean, it's insane. Who has time to do that? So what we're starting to see is curation. So Facebook's showing you the stuff that they think you're most likely to be interested in. And the stuff that they think people are interested in is images, because those are the things that people tend to interact and click on. And so really, it's about getting heard and standing out. Now, images are the content that's really doing that.
And a lot of businesses I know, you know, have a quote-unquote social media presence, but don't really leverage it as much as is possible.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, one struggle for many. You use an example of Starbucks and one of our local coffee shops to show the difference, where Starbucks uses a lot of pictures of products and stuff, and the local coffee shop just uses their logo, and then wonder why Starbucks gets more attention.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. Like, it really isn't just about having beautiful pictures on your website so that people see your product. It's about making your product shareable, right? And so the reason that it's so important for Starbucks to have great images so that if I go in and I just tried the new, you know, pumpkin spice latte and I want to tell my friends how awesome it is, I can then pin it on Pinterest and include a beautiful image of what I'm talking about. Or if I share it on Facebook, I can use the exact picture of the product I want. The problem with a lot of local websites where they maybe just have their logo and maybe one or two pictures is that if I want to talk about a great experience I've had there, they're not making it easy for me to do that by giving me the accompanying image to the content that I want to share. And so really, I think it's almost like a word of mouth strategy to a certain extent, where if you want your business to be talkable and talked about online, you need to have pictures that people can use to describe and share their experiences.
Resources are a sticky wicket when it comes to especially small businesses. And when it comes to doing social media, sometimes it can take a lot of time. What kind of suggestions do you have for small business owners who are, you know, the chief cook and bottle washer, if you may?
Yeah, great question. So here's the thing. With smartphones, it is easier than ever to upload really great content to social media. If I have my smartphone with me and I use Instagram, for example, which is a photo sharing application that actually lets you edit photos to make them really amazing looking. So with Instagram, I can quickly take a picture of, you know, if I'm running a restaurant, I can take a picture of something coming out of the oven, or I can take a picture of the process that we're using to make something and post it to Facebook literally in less than a minute. And I think the real key to success is to use the tools that you have that you can use easily and integrate it into your workday. You know, some of the businesses I talk to, even on the B2B side, will say, well, I don't have time to post on Twitter. And the thing is that if you're researching your industry, I'm like, you know, do you ever come across interesting news in your industry? Like, hopefully every day you read something and you find something worth sharing. It's just the extra 30 seconds to share it. And so the real key isn't to say, this is my social media time, this is the rest of my day. It's to integrate social sharing into the rest of your day. So it's not an extra task. It's about pulling out a minute or two here or there to share things with your audience.
And I loved how you emphasized that when you're doing this, you're not necessarily looking for professional photos, that really it is those photos taken with your cell phone or whatever. I won't call them amateur. I mean, many of them are still really nice, but you're not talking about, you know, having a food preparer who's making sure that, you know, that burger is glistening just right and the cheese is melted just right. Really, it is that shared common experience.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, it used to be that everyone wanted stock photos to look more professional. And now people are kind of like, well, that doesn't represent your business well. I want real pictures of real things taken by real people because that shows what an experience is. You know, I mean, look at a McDonald's commercial.
Right.
I don't really eat there, but I would be willing to bet money the hamburgers don't look very similar to the pictures you see of the product. Right?
Right.
And people know that. So they're like, I don't want these perfect stock photos. I want to see what it really looks like, what someone's experience is with this. And I think that's one of the changes we've seen in the kinds of photos that people have an appetite for.
Another thing I think is important and something I've learned in my life is researching and looking what others are doing. You know, again, we go to the time factor where you're trying to, you know, take care of everything that you need to take care of during a day to keep your small business or effort going. But it's really important to see what other people are doing.
Yeah, and that's where you get inspiration. I mean, Pinterest is a great source of inspiration. So if people aren't familiar with Pinterest, it's a newer social media site. It's been around for maybe a year or two now. And really what it allows people to do is share photos that represent things they're interested in. And one of the things that's interesting about Pinterest is that 80% of the content on Pinterest is reshared. So 80% of the things that are pinned were originated by someone else, which means it's a really good way to discover the things that are maybe more shareable or more viral. And so I go on there all the time and I'll type in a keyword and I can see exactly what kinds of content people are sharing related to that, which is an amazing resource for me to figure out the things that people are talking about that relate back to my business. So, for example, if I look up social media, the thing I noticed when I looked into this about a year ago was it was infographics that were being shared everywhere. And so I said, huh, we need an infographic strategy. And that was how we got involved in doing infographics, which have been insanely popular and one of the best sources of traffic to our website.
Well, there is a wealth of great information in this book, but I'm afraid we're out of time. But thanks for sharing a few of them this morning, Krista.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Krista Nair, the CEO of Bootcamp Digital, talking about her new book, Visual Social Media Marketing, Harnessing Images, Instagram, Infographics, and Pinterest to Grow Your Business Online. You can find out more about that book on our website, wvxu.org, and also find a link to the Bootcamp Digital website. Thanks again, Krista.
Thanks.